Well, our very warm and humid weather pattern has set up now after a day yesterday that saw a good amount of severe weather not that far away in southeastern Georgia. We escaped with just the isolated to widely scattered showers and thunderstorms triggered by the sea breeze, pretty much as expected, moving rapidly to the northeast. Got fairly active for a while in St. Johns County with very brief but heavy downpours that produced a quick half inch to two-thirds of an inch of rain in just a couple of minutes, while most and many other areas had either nothing at all or very little rainfall. And that set us up for a warm, humid overnight with still some scattered showers thanks to cooler air pushed out by all those storms over southeastern Georgia. What we call an outflow boundary acts like a mini cold front pushed into northeastern Florida during the evening hours, crossing Duval County between about 9 and 10 p.m. And then that helps set up a few showers that were heavy at times, along with a few lightning strikes overnight. Well, that will lift back to the north today, that little boundary, that little outflow boundary, that mini cold front, and it will serve up a very warm and humid day today. In fact, near record heat. The record today is 90 degrees, set back in 1947. We're going to get very close to that. Partly sunny skies, and with that kind of heat and humidity, an upper level disturbance approaching, the sea breeze starts to try to push inland a little bit, and we should see at least a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Again, the coverage doesn't look to be great, but at least a few showers and storms that could produce some locally heavy downpours and some lightning. Then the showers and thunderstorms start to become more widespread tonight into tomorrow as the actual cold front finally sags south and eastward into the area. It won't be a real fast mover, so there'll be several rounds of showers and thunderstorms, and a few strong storms will be a possibility. Even this afternoon, with that sea breeze and the upper level disturbance passing by, we may see a few strong storms. So keep an eye to the sky. Pretty fast movement of individual cells still to the northeast at about 30 to 35 miles per hour, while entire bands or lines will shift more eastward with time. And then tomorrow, once that cold front's pushing through in the afternoon, we should see some improvement with the rain ending from northwest to southeast, and then that sets us up for just a stellar stretch of weather. It will turn much cooler, less humid. Friday through the weekend, we'll go to below average temperatures, which means just for this time of year, it's delightful. You can open up the windows and let Mother Nature take care of your air conditioning if you can handle that pollen, which still lingers, not near as severe as a few weeks ago, but still there. But otherwise, Friday, breezy, cooler, winds out of the north and northwest, sunshine, temperatures in the afternoon in the mid-70s, which is really close to where we ought to be this time of year, a few degrees below average. And then the weekend, sunny, a high on Saturday just barely cracking 70 degrees, and on Sunday in the low to mid-70s, just beautiful. Low humidity, wall-to-wall sunshine. Nighttime lows will crash to near 40 degrees, and close to record low temperatures, especially Sunday morning, when some areas west of I-95 may be down into the upper 30s. The record Sunday morning is 37. So we go from a record or near record high today, close to 90 degrees, to record or near record lows in the upper 30s by Sunday morning. And the jumbo shrimp, again, second game of the season this evening, 7:05, and we'll have to keep a track of those few scattered showers and thunderstorms that develop. I think there's a reasonable chance of getting that game in, but I can't rule out an interruption or a delay. And then the showers and storms become more widespread overnight tonight. And in the Burrish blog, the National Hurricane Center has completed its season summary for last year. And that was completed with a summation of Ida, the powerful Category 4 hurricane that hit the south and southeast coast of Louisiana last year. And, of course, had a pretty profound effect on New Orleans, but especially areas just to the south and west of New Orleans. It was the most powerful U.S. landfalling hurricane last year. So with that, the season summaries, post-storm summaries have been completed now, and I've put a link to that information in the Burrish blog, and also information on a record March for tornadoes, and of course picking up right where that left off here early in April, and the 2024 solar eclipse, the next great American eclipse, is fast approaching. Just 2 years from Friday will be the next great eclipse. And if you remember the one back in 2017, I know you're going to be, like I am, counting the years, months, and then eventually days and hours to the what should be a spectacular eclipse, which is in totality from Texas up into the Great Lakes. Not near that for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, only about two-thirds of the sun covered. But in any case, certainly something to look forward to. I know I am with my daughter, who went with me to see the last one in 2017 in South Carolina. It's just simply spectacular. If you've seen it, I know you put this on your calendar. If you haven't seen a full total solar eclipse, this is one you should put on your calendar. Again, 2 years from Friday on April 8th, 2024. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.